Conservation conflicts, the fight over big leaf mahogany. The continued use of commercial and illegal logging is increasing deforestation daily. The United States alone accounts for 60% of the global mahogany trade. Traffic estimates that the United States imports at least $13 billion annually in logs, lumber, veneer, and other timber products. The shortage of mahogany has inflated the retail price to 25% more compared with a decade ago. The mahogany trade has become a complex network involving illegal trade and slave labor amongst the Indian reserves that span over hundreds of millions of hectares. In 2003, more than 1,400 members of indigenous South American tribes were freed from logging sectors who would force them into slavery. Loggers are also known to have killed members of tribes who refused to let them extract mahogany from their land. In addition, loggers also used the locals to their advantage by convincing the tribes to aid in removing the trees and defend the illegal operation if opposed by conservationists. The way loggers extract mahogany from the forest is done through a process called selective logging, where the loggers take only the timber they will be most lucrative to them. Because of this process, most of the mature trees never have the chance to reproduce.
Mahogany seeds only survive a few months, so removing mature trees depletes seed sources, and selective timber harvesting produces conditions exactly the opposite of those required for successful regeneration.
The fact is that mahogany trees do not have seed banks to replenish the gaps that open up on the forest floor. Regeneration relies on propagules from adult seed trees, which when removed from the area altogether by loggers, makes the process impossible. What some people may not realize is that in order to extract the trees from the forest, the loggers construct roads that destroy even more of the natural habitat of the forest. Approximately 40 to 70% of the canopy is destroyed when loggers make their way into the remote forests. This affects more than just the tree's existence, but the whole of the forest's ecology and ecosystem. After years of debate, thousands of hectares of tropical forests are finally being conserved in parts of Central America. Without strict protection put into place, the mahogany and the ecosystem it occupies would be destroyed completely.
Mahogany is often considered the Rolls Royce of trees, but if we aren't careful, it may become the Edsel, commercially unviable and threatened with extinction.
One conservation group, the Forest Stewardship Council, certifies trees that come from legally managed forests and is trying to convince the United States to only buy timber with their seal. As a result of buying only certified timber, the U.S. would assist in ensuring that new trees would be replanted by the licensed companies. Currently, mahogany has been placed on Appendix 2 of the Convention International Trade Endangered Species Protection Plan, forcing governments to be stricter about the removal of this precious tree and prevent them from going completely extinct. That's this week's note on conservation conflicts. I'm Helena Iaquinta.